Sunrise Radio Podcast.
Welcome to a series of programs celebrating success stories of inspirational women here today on International Women's Day. My name is Raj Palmer, and in today's episode, we will be catching up with Harlene Kaur. Harlene, thank you very much for joining us today. Sportswoman extraordinaire, where did it all start?
Well, it wasn't initially meant to be for me. It was initially I just tagged along with my best friend at the time, just at a karate lesson, and it just all sprung into the air from there. It's one of them things where I think it was just written for me. Like I just literally, like I said, I just tagged along. It was a birthday party at a karate dojo. Just tagged along, and ever since there, you know, I just fell in love with martial arts and carried on. And it got to me where I am today.
Now, you started with karate in, you know, fast forward 2000, I think it was 13 and 14, you received gold awards. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so I started, originally I didn't start competing in competition straight away. It was only until I got my second dan black belt in karate, I started competing in the UK All-Styles Martial Arts Competition, where I got gold medal in 2013 and 14. And then after that, I pursued kickboxing, where I got gold at the British Championships, and I represented Team England at the World Championships as well, where I medaled silver. And then after that, I decided I want to go into taekwondo, so a bit of a mixture of martial arts. So I'm now, I hold a first degree black belt in taekwondo as well. So that's my little martial arts journey.
Now, did you find it a struggle to enter the industry?
I think because I was so young at the time, I wasn't fully aware of what obstacles and what barriers there would have been in the facilitators that are there now for younger kids. I think there's a lot more available now. When I was starting off, my main struggle was, you know, finding that role model there who I can relate to. Because you're in the media world and you probably know more about this. I think it plays a massive role for kids are growing, especially now with the social media being so big. In a pandemic when everyone's at home just scrolling across the phones. I think it's having them role models there to look up to who you can relate to as well, because it's fair enough having people like Ronda Rousey and Serena Williams, who are amazing sportswomen, but you can't fully relate to them, especially being from a BAME background. You know, Serena Williams is such an amazing sportswoman who's achieved so much, but I think being in England, you need some kind of that British Asian female role model to look up to. And I think that can play a major role, because you think, okay, who else has done this? You know, am I going to be successful in this? Am I doing the right thing?
Now, you briefly touched upon, obviously, the last year, I think, for people has just been, you know, we're living in unprecedented times, awful times, a lot of self-isolation, vulnerable people. Exercise is also good for mental health. You know, would you like to touch upon that?
Definitely. You know, I'd encourage everyone, even if it's just moving about at home, doing a little workout session at home, there's plenty videos online that you can just search for and just do something at home. It's better than sitting and doing nothing all day, really. And I feel like, you know, a lot of women who I speak to, and they're all with, it is normal, you know, it's normal for everyone to feel down. I don't think I can truly hand on my heart and say that, you know, I know someone who's loving life at the moment, they're having the blast, you know, they're having the time of their life. But we've been in this situation for so long, and it's really starting to have an impact, and it's really starting to get majority of us feeling down and feeling a bit low. And, you know, there's some amazing initiatives out there on social media and on YouTube and everything, that they've got these streams on, they've got these exercise programs going, so everyone can do something in the comfort of their own homes. And I think I definitely encourage it. You know, because it's something different. It takes your mind away from everything. And exercise actually helps release feel-good hormones as well. I'm sure most of you guys who are listening, they'll know that it does help. It really does help improve mental health. And I definitely recommend it.
How have you got through lockdown?
Oh, well, first lockdown. was,
which was, one?
which one do you want to talk about? First lockdown, it was, I think to start off with, it was like, okay, something new, could get used to this. And then it just hits you like, oh, there's nothing to do, you know, and you're like, what can we do? What's there to do? So you just have to be creative and kind of think out the box. Like, you know, there's so much out there. If you go online, digital world we're living in now. So I kind of started making videos for people, kickboxing at home with the Inspirational Women Foundation that I work with. So we got them classes out, and we got a really good response from that. and people kind of wanted to do more and kind of wanted to be more interactive during the classes. So then we did some Zoom sessions. So obviously we can't train in an academy right now, but what we do is we hold the weekly training sessions and we get about 15 to 20 kids joining in. So they can train at home in the space, living room, garage or whatever. Some of the kids that I train, they've actually converted their garage into a little gym, you know, because they kind of want to do that training, but it's just impossible, isn't it? There's only so much you can do virtually as well, because you're like, okay, kick and punch this person, but there's no person there. Well, just an imaginary person.
Yeah, we don't condone violence at all. So moving back to now, you know, you've done karate, taekwondo, kickboxing. You know, what's the next goal?
I think the next goal for me is just to get as many people from BAME backgrounds into the sport, because it's definitely, there's a big gap there that I'd like to be filled. And especially females, especially girls, because I don't know why, but there is a lot of South Asian guys that are taking up martial arts and they're really finding a passion for it. But I don't see many girls getting into it. I don't see many girls saying, you know, we want to learn how to fight, we want to learn self-defense, which is a shame, really, because I think it's not just about self-defense. It teaches you a lot of things like discipline, life skills, improving confidence, just being able to speak to someone, just being able to speak to a stranger and hold a full-on conversation with them. I think it's a really important factor.
Do you think it comes down to cultural values? You know, entering the sports industry is not kind of a traditional path that maybe a family would allow a woman, a female, to enter.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I remember when I was younger a couple of years back, and I used to come home from fights, you know, bruised, not the prettiest face. And I remember people telling my mum, you know, why have you got her into such a sport? No one's going to marry her if she's got a broken nose. And I've heard stories of other girls who had to kind of sneak out and, you know, have the training kit at someone else's house because the parents wouldn't let them train in kickboxing, the South Asian women. And they've had to leave the kit at the friend's house or leave the kit at the academy. And they've had to sneak out saying we're doing some sort of after school club or extracurricular activity. But really, they used to go train and be hitting a punch bag. And it's a shame, really, because I think that's where it comes down to the upbringing and the cultural values, like you said. You know, if we can change slowly, it would make a hell of a difference, and I think it'd be so much more better for the community.
Would you say times are changing since when you first started to the present day? And what message would you give to the community or to a youngster who may be interested in following in your footsteps?
I think times are definitely changing. You know, when I was a kid, there weren't many parents pushing their kids into sports, but now when I'm looking and when I'm networking with other people as well, I get a lot of parents come up to me asking for advice, you know, where's the best place to send my kid? I want them to learn this, I want them to learn that. And I think before there was very few parents who wanted to push their kids into sports, be it about boys or girls. It was mostly focused on education, focused on them just focusing on school, books, homework, extra homework. But now I'm seeing that parents are pushing their kids into sport and they're wanting to get their child into a sport, whether it be football, whether it be tennis or badminton or karate or kickboxing. And it's really nice to see that, because I think sport is having that significant impact on the kid's life. The parents can see that, you know, they're being more confident, they're being more bubbly, and it's making a difference on the child. My message to the parents would be really push them, because you think you might not be being a good parent, but really pushing them, that's what my parents did. I used to have bad days where I didn't want to go to training, but my mum and dad made sure I picked my bag up and I went, you know, that's sitting there whilst I was training. So I'd really recommend the parents that really push your kids into, even if they don't feel comfortable doing it, just give it a try, give it a test, because you never know. And I think the more we learn about different things, the more well-rounded we become as a person, and the more we get to respect other people's culture and values as well. So I think it's just an amazing idea to go out there and try something new, go out there and learn about someone's culture, go out there and try a different sport. So that's what I'd say is, you know, try something new, challenge yourself, because as long as we're in that comfort zone, we're not really growing, we're not really being the best we can be. So I think stepping out of that comfort zone, especially to girls as well, you know, push them. Don't say, oh, she's a girl, she doesn't want to do sports, or, you know, leave her, let her study, she's more focused on books. Because a lot of parents I speak to, and say, no, she won't like it. They already make that assumption on their behalf. No, she's more into books, she's more into drawing. We're making them gender biased assumptions ourselves, really, because we're not giving the child that opportunity. But I think just give them the opportunity there. There's lots, hopefully with lockdown restrictions easing as well, there'll be a lot more back on.
What are the aspirations, the goals for Harleen Corp?
So goals for this year, I want to, we started the Inspirational Women Foundation Sports Club last year, just before lockdown kicked in, which was a shame really, because we've just about started getting memberships in, going to start the classes, multi-sports, and it, we kind of had to put it on a halt, unfortunately. So this year is to get the club back up and running, run the sports club, get as many women as possible around Bradford and surrounding areas to join sports and take up sports. And, you know, we never know, we could find the next professional sportswoman from Bradford. It could be a stay-at-home mum who's just picked up a new hobby.
And a final message to our Sunrise listeners today.
Thank you to everyone listening in, and a happy International Women's Day to everyone.